Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gina, I am not getting in that lake. Did you never see the movie Coco Drive?
Coco Dive.
Coconut Drive.
Jasmine. What's that? Crocodile?
Coco. Gino. Coco Dive.
Coco Drive.
Coco Drive.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I really just enjoyed Coco Drive.
So
Coco the dog,
Coco the
car.
Dog try in a lake killing people?
But that was what he said. Coco Drive.
Coco.
I really. I've not heard of such a film.
This is when people say they don't want to see Gino and Jasmine. To you, I say you're not getting it.
I say fie upon you.
Fie.
This is hey, and we'll take what we can get.
It'll take what we can get.
Y'all, without Gino and Jasmine this season, it would be bleak.
It would be bleak. This is Reality Gaze. This is our happily ever after coverage. We're two
happily
gay
ever
men.
After with a question mark.
It's got a new font this year too.
I noticed that.
I like it. It looks kind of like the fairy tale font. I like it. We are two gay men who talk way too long about shows that aren't that important. So that's why we have to do this one 90-minute show in two parts. An hour and a half each. So that's how we roll. So that's what you're getting.
I disagree. I don't think we're talking too long.
So I'm Maddie. That's Poodle. This
Hello.
Is
Hello.
Season 8, episode 1, our part 2, Once Upon a Rocky Relationship. Now, if they name every episode Once Upon there, a blah, blah, blah.
It's fairy tales.
Then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's fairy tales.
Then fine. Better than what they had on Sing Alive of fucking, I don't know, Natalie makes a decision.
Debbie has a yeast infection.
That would be interesting, at least. Anyway, y'all. If you want to hear the show without commercials, you can jump onto our RG Plus on the Smorgasbord tier. You can go to patreon.com/realitygaze. You can go to our Supercast, or you can just click. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you can just click on that little thing right there, and it will take you to it. I will say, by the time, because I'm going to set this week, hopefully by the time this podcast airs, you will be able to incorporate Patreon into your Spotify.
Wow.
So hopefully I'm just going to, now that Love is Blind is done, I'm just going to pull the trigger and just do it and just see where the chips fall.
Pull the pin and the grenade and see what happens.
Y'all, I got it. I, y'all, Poodle and I, we were talking earlier and we got snappy at each other. And we realized we're just so tired of making plans after plans after plans and
having it blow up in our face.
And having it blow up in our face. So that's it. We're going to be on tour. Come see us. We've made plans.
What could go wrong? Maybe the air conditioning goes out in the theater in Columbus. I don't
Worse.
Know.
The air conditioning goes out by in a plane, and I'm sitting by you on a cross-country flight. Y'all, the plane's going down because Poodle will take that shit out.
No, I'll pull off that door like the door fell off.
I'll be terrified.
It'll be a plane. I've been in a play where the air conditioning has not worked before. I've been in a plane where I've said, it is hot in here. Can someone, and they're like...
And you say that in every plane.
That's true. I've been in some planes where it's been cold, but for some reason, for me, it's always hot where I am.
Ah.
And I've said, and someone said, oh, someone just told me they were cold at the front of the plane. And I went, well, everyone here is hot.
You spoke for everyone.
I spoke for everyone around me, and they all kind of looked at me.
You're like, you sound like somebody. I got a very strong email from someone who said they were hot. They said they were hot. A lot
of
experts.
A friend told me. Someone said to me last week, I met a woman. She told me. Oh, God, the worst feeling is being in a tight space where there's just no circulating air.
It's the worst. It is the worst. Anyway, what else is going on?
We're on tour. Yes, y'all, all of our tour dates that have been announced are on sale. Austin, most recently. Austin on May 29th at the State Theater. You can buy tickets on the link tree of our Instagram, which is Reality Gaze Podcast. If you don't follow us on Insta, please do that.
Please do that.
You would be breaking Christina and Caitlin's hearts because they do some of the finest meme and comedy work out there on our Instagram.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't make a joke about that because they actually do.
What a resounding compliment.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm-hmm. They do. It's a fine job. No, yeah, they're wonderful. We love them. I have been brought into the fold. Seeking Sister Wife is the garbage we all need.
I'm still not sure if I should let you be okay with this. Like, I feel like you should have to beg every single time.
No, I'm really glad I discovered it.
Yeah,
I'm glad that I discovered the show. It's wonderful cringe. That is on our $8 cringe tier on RG Plus. The first episode we dropped a week ago for everyone, so you can get a little, just the tip, just a little bit.
And people have been talking about it. Yeah, so it's, y'all, Seeking Sister Wife is bonkers this season.
is bonkers.
I don't think I will ever get the phrase, just bring me a salad that's vegan and soy free. Just bring me whatever you can bring me that's vegan and soy free.
And then she picked the onions out.
And then the bitch said no onions.
It's great. It's great.
She eats iceberg and carrots.
She does. All right. Anything else? March 23rd, you can come see Poodle Seagull's show.
Yes, you can see us. One announcement. It'll say there are 32 perks left. That's not true. There are only really about 3 left. So if you were waiting to buy the perk to meet us after seeing my show in Los Angeles, I would buy them soon. We only literally have enough seating for 3 more seats.
And I'm not going to see you if you don't buy a perk. I'm not.
By the way, you might not have a seat.
I don't have to see the show, right? I'm just going to sit in the back, right, and just come out, all right, in the green room, right? That's what I thought.
There is no green room. There's not, no. This, I don't know what you think this is.
This better be. If I'm talent, this better be the conditions that I'm used to. Like some wonderful city winery in Philadelphia in a boardroom where I have to walk across all of our audience members to go pee.
Yeah, you were having to give makeup advice on the way to piss. We told our ticket booker, never again.
Never.
I was like, I had to go to the bathroom near everyone. It means a lot. I lost my shit about that.
I can't. It's the thought of what sometimes we get nervous in a show and I've got to drop the kids off, you know? And so what if I dropped a deuce in a bathroom and then you went in afterwards and then a sissy comes back and says, God, Maddie dropped it like it's hot in that bathroom and it hot boxed me.
Well, that's true because you have really bad digestion. So that's all true.
Oh,
so,
you can't say that. You've hot boxed my apartment the last time you were here.
It wasn't bad.
No, you did it and then left, and I had to spritz everything.
anyway. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, we're going to have a corners, which Poodle's going to be talking about
traitors.
The traitors.
And the regime.
Yes. All right, let's jump in, shall we, to someone that I'm not done with seeing. We're not talking. I'm sorry. I wanted to already skip over Nicole and Mahmood because now you've ruined them for me.
It's not me. It's them. You guys, if you've heard any news, there has been, I believe he was arrested for domestic violence for spousal battery. So
if you want to skip, we're just going to tell you first off, if you want to skip their segments, we're going to talk about them. You can skip them.
I don't know if this is going to be addressed at the tell-all. I don't know how this is going to be addressed. I doubt it was filmed because this has happened recently. We haven't heard much about it. Nicole has not made a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know. A lot of times some people say, well, she reported it. We don't know if she did. It could have been that the neighbors called the cops. You never know. Nothing is we don't know a lot. We just know he was arrested.
We also know that we hopefully are not right on this because we both kind of suspected, worried about this a little bit, their last season.
Who?
About them, about Nicole and Mahmood. We worried about
it.
That.
Always felt, well, he grabbed her in the street.
Yeah, that's what kind of wrists. Yeah. We're doing, if you want to skip them entirely, you can look at the time code show notes, or if you're listening on an Apple device, Apple Transcriptions is now out for people that are updated, the newest version.
You can see where people are. You can listen and you can follow our words.
Like a song that you listen to on Spotify or Apple, you just scroll down to where we're done talking about them and you can press the button and start there.
It doesn't do well translating Maddie. That's all I'll have to say.
You know what?
Just
I take that as a badge of honor.
Whatever. Take it however you want.
That I usually do, sadly. That's the problem.
But So Nicole's got red hair. I don't like talking about this.
I don't like talking about this at all. It is red. I have my opinions because I am a redhead. But Poodle, I want to ask you
from a bottle.
What do you mean? It is not from a bottle. It's from a box, and it says it says natural, so it's natural. Poodle, what color on the box color? What color do you think? You know, because they're always called different. Like mine is called Titan Blonde Red. It's a Wella. If you need
blonde
to know, everyone.
Red?
Yeah, it's a blonder red. Yeah, it's not a red red. What do you think?
Yours should be called Carrot Top Special.
I like that. That's what I wanted it to do.
Hers should be called Bozo's Clown Circus. It's giving very Ronald McDonald-ish vibes.
Bright, you know. Actually, there's older pictures of her when she had a little bit of darker red hair, and I actually really
liked
that on her.
I liked the darker red that we saw her in Egypt with.
I also I really liked the cut. I think the pixie cut
looks much better in this than the because it looked that bob the blonde bob just looked like a wig. It really looked like a wig.
It looked like a wig. I think she looks better too because she. Well, until he gets there, she looks kind of happier.
I don't know if she knows what that is. I say that now, y'all. Remember, we speculated wildly about what trauma was there. Because there is something so dark that's happened in this woman's past. I would bet my eye teeth on it.
Well, it's not necessarily new segment worthy. I don't think it's a what's their trauma, but we do find out that her mother was very critical of her. That's a line out of one of those poodles movies that Poodle likes. That's about Salt Burn or something. Where in the beginning 2 minutes, someone says, "Well, her mother is very critical, Vanessa."
Yeah, and the understatement was dripping. I think
she's actually a murderer. We don't know.
No, I think it was more than that. There was something going on in that family. Or something happened to her as a girl. I don't know. It's that scared look in her face that is all. You know what it is? She is an animal that is always being chased. Doesn't matter where she is. Even if she's
a frightened deer.
To the thrift shop employee.
Mm-hmm. She is a frightened deer.
I like your shirt, y'all. If you live in Los Angeles, we have all seen Nicole or any version of Nicole. They're going into every thrift store on Melrose or Abbot Kinney, and they're looking and they talk to the store attendants.
What's the place, the hipster place that you want to live? Highland?
I don't know if they have tons of thrift areas in Highland.
They have a couple of those stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Highland Village. Is that where you are?
No, Highland Park.
I'm thinking of Atwater Village, which is...
Atwater Village has a lot of... Yeah, that's a lot of thrifty places.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is like... She is... I don't know. She must have come down for Burbank. Because that's where they live, y'all. They live in Burbank.
Oh, they do.
Burbank.
I like Burbank.
Shut up.
Good schools.
That's what people say who don't have kids. When you're like supposed to say something.
Because it doesn't matter for me, but that's what everybody just
good schools.
I like Inglewood.
Not
good schools. I don't know.
You could hear someone say that and you'd believe it. Good schools. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone could be like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? In Burbank, that's the same one they were gonna put on
Limerick Park. Good schools. No,
what was it? The principal freaked out about them putting on the Matthew Shepard play. So what I don't know if I would say good school. Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe reserve comment next time someone says that.
Yeah, now it's a bit, though. I've committed to the bit.
It's not a bit. It's not even funny.
It's me.
So we're trying to find pajamas because Nicole's always loved fashion, and she says, but now I can wear what I want. And
Mahmood doesn't, Miss Mood, as we call her, y'all, Mahmood. Miss Mood doesn't have pajamas and sleeps in wool sweaters that scratch her face.
So he just wears, she says, his street clothes to bed, and he scratched me. And I just see her skin as being so delicate if you touch her. She's like, ow! Her skin just falls away.
That's exactly how you are.
Well, I am that delicate. That's the difference. So they're trying to get him. This is a misfire. You go to Target and buy pajamas, not thrift store pajamas, which are expensive. And she's trying to curate her life into this 1950s or 60s pattern. And it's just, it kind of makes me sick. She's not going to build the perfect American husband because he is by far, he's not going to, let's say, I don't even want to use the word assimilate here because that's not going to happen, but I don't think taking Mahmood out of Egypt is going to solve anything.
No.
This is what I wrote down. Remember, y'all, this is a huge value in alignment. She likes to wear clothes how she wears because it matches her personal style. And he has a problem with what she wears because religion.
Yeah.
Now, you might say, I'm Muslim and I don't have those same issues. Doesn't matter. He thinks that you're going to get to heaven better if you wear your clothes a certain way.
Listen here, Nicole, if you want to get to heaven, you got to wear a burqa as a swimsuit now.
For those of you who know, that is from Big River.
Hey, someone's got a swimsuit. Sorry, I can't go into it all.
But regardless, so if you come at me saying, well, you don't have to do that, none of that matters. This is what he believes. These are his values.
They are his values, yes.
Yeah, and she's not going to change them.
Oh, when they did flashback to her, when she's like, I tried to live in Egypt and I couldn't do it there. And the producer goes, you know, the producer, Rachel's always as many times as she saying, cut to the swimsuit, cut to the swimsuit.
Yeah. I just think she's a complete fool to think that she's going to say, well, Mahmoud, once he gets to the U.S., he's going to realize not everyone dresses this way. It doesn't matter.
I think you maybe forgot how activated you get by Nicole, because she lives in such, it drives you crazy how, I don't know if you're new to this podcast, but Poodle likes to think of himself as a realist, y'all. And if somebody's living in La La Land, it kind of irks her tires.
It's less about La La Land. It is making yourself the victim consistently. Because someone won't change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's your fault. If you're with someone, stop making yourself the perpetual victim. Remember her on the tell-all? Could you tell him that? Could you tell him that?
Yeah.
It made my blood run cold. Yeah.
Well,
I am not a fan.
She doesn't like being told what to do. It's not going to go well, but she says this is their last shot. Now, we see Miss Mood over in Egypt with 3 hours until his flight. This was so dramatic, the way this was filmed.
With Mood Mom.
And then
Miss Mood's mom.
And then his brother, who I think is kind of hot. His brother, and then they're saying goodbye and they're crying. And then did you see the camera shot they got at the camera in the back window? It was like the end of a country song video.
Well, what this feels like to me is someone who's not ready to leave his entire family behind. What's missing here is you feel like he's having to do it instead of he wants to do it. And that's why it feels sad.
It's different, but he's having to do what she did, because she didn't want to move to the U.S. And so
that's very true.
It was very hard to watch how sad and depressed she got. And I'm assuming that Miss Mood is probably going to do the same. Although I will say, we spoke a little bit, because remember they lived where in Egypt? There was West and then there was East.
East Cairo it was something like that. We had a whole Chicago meme about it.
Well, because the sissies, several Egyptian sissies told us that
parts
a lot
of Cairo
of his,
were extremely Western. You can do anything you want.
Parts are extremely Western. And they actually talked about, which is important, I think, to remember for new people listening. She said it's about the family and how the family looks at the religion, whether their values.
They're quite conservative. They're very
and
conservative.
Is very conservative.
Yeah, they're very conservative. Yeah.
And I think in some ways it could be maybe, though. So I think in some ways it almost could be worse for him coming over here, because she's just friends with a bunch of faggots, you know, working in like, she is.
It's
She's
true.
Artistic. She does y'all, fashion. He's not comfortable around gay people.
Game night is just a bunch of fags and rosé.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He wouldn't be comfortable with that.
No, he's not. Well,
now, would he be able to find a mosque? Yeah, easily in Los Angeles.
But you know what? He'll start cacking around those licorice wrists, and who knows what can happen.
He would be so good in a ball.
I know.
He would be so good.
Muslim boy, first time at a ball. Category is.
I, I will say that was one of the most exciting parts of that Madonna concert. And when her daughter fucking vogued the house down. No, I don't remember which daughter. I don't know all their names. It was one of her adoptive daughters.
Oh.
And it was great. Her oldest adopted daughter was this amazing pianist, like crazy classical pianist play. It was great. But when they did the ball, I was like, and Bob the drag queen was there. I saw him on Grindr later. Apparently well, you know what? I'm not going to read his preferences because that's for him to have private. It's not for me to say. But let's just say he doesn't like a lot of talking.
Hear, hear.
Hear.
Hear, hear. So, she's talking about, she said, I tried hard to establish my life in Egypt, but I couldn't, so I went back to the U.S. She did give it a try. I think...
Twice.
I think it would be impossible for anyone who obviously ran away to Los Angeles to escape kind of... Who she thought she was, and she had to, you can tell, y'all, this person's had to change their appearance. They've had to become something. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. I get that. What I won't ever understand is, and what I won't kind of like condone, is consistently making a victim out of yourself because one person won't do exactly what you want to do, which is, that's her MO. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel sorry for her. Anyway, what we were saying though is the mother is heartbroken, the brother is heartbroken. He is arriving today. She is making up the house with all this welcome Mahmoud and all the stuff like that. And she says his whole world is about to change. I do think he will have no problem finding a mosque in Los Angeles.
No.
He may. I'm sure there is an Egyptian community here, but this is a very big city. I wonder, I'm sure he could find some conservative Muslims, but I don't think it will be the same. So I think it will be harder for him to be here, and especially interacting with women that aren't his wife. And I wonder how much he will venture outside his own community. It'll be very interesting.
I just Googled, the New York and Los Angeles area have the largest Egyptian immigration populations, 40 to 20,000 respectively.
He'll be fine.
So yes, he can find. Yes, he can find. Just a Google. There's the House of Egypt. There's all this shit. So yeah, he can
House
find
of Egypt.
Stuff. Yeah, that's what it says. I don't
House
know.
House of Egypt.
That could be from his ball house
of from Egypt Eleganza.
Miss Mood.
Licorice wrist.
It's true.
They're very thin, y'all. He would make a gorgeous drag queen.
A gorgeous drag queen.
So, little wasp waist.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Just the image of her standing there at the airport, staring blankly, holding that sign.
Our sissies spotted her. They spotted her.
She was
spotted at the airport when it happened. And when we saw that, we were like, yes. Then the DB thing happened and we were all like, well, fuck.
Fuck. Don't you always get a little sad when you have to look at Tom Bradley International Terminal? That terminal is
it's y'all, hell.
Poodle and I had to go in there it's once hell. And it was is that when we missed our flight and we had to go back? Yeah.
It's hell getting over there. Decent food though. They have a Centurion lounge.
They do. Bougie bitch. All right, Ashley and Manuel. I love the way this started. This was hilarious to me.
In the spinning class?
Yeah, like, but Manuel just going.
This woman is trying to kill me.
She's trying to kill me. And we're like, is she doing a spell? Is she doing magic? Bruja? What is happening?
So, y'all, she is spinning, and she's been married. They've been married for almost a year now. And
she said married for a year.
Yeah. And he's like, I liked how you are strong when you're doing that. She's like, oh. Mm. Oh, very Darcy.
Y'all, if you're new to this couple, they like fucking.
If you're new, you may want to, I'm sure there's on YouTube a compendium. You need to understand how these people work because they were some of the most talked about couples. They were probably one of the most talked about couples last season.
I love watching them.
I do too for what they give us. I do also find them exhausting.
I think what person on this reality, on the 90 Day franchise, is not exhausting?
I don't know if I'd say that.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, but not everybody. I say her specifically because she puts so much energy out there and it just requires a lot of energy to watch. It's unlike, let's say, like we were just talking about by Kobe and Emily. It's not that.
I would even say
this is a different level. It's Ashley's personality.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
So an energy thing. I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They're at a fair.
Yeah. And he says,
wow, that is the first time I said fair. And you know, I'm not going to say it because then you'll start singing it. So it's fine.
What?
We can move on.
The State Fair?
That Templeton Rat song.
Oh. I don't think I know that rest of that song.
You don't remember that? You love Templeton the Rat, where he's eating all the food.
Song?
A fair is a fair. Now you've got me singing it. Smorgasbord song.
Lordy, yes.
You got the idea for our smorgasbord tier, I think, from that song.
From Templeton the Rat, yes.
What happened? Did we switch?
I'm just tired. So, y'all, they're talking about, she's like, Manuel is a closed book, and I need to open up every book, every page of that book, and ask what everything means. And at the fair, her family, mom, Stacy, Sienna, and Sam, who I don't know if we've met before. Have we met the brother, Sam?
The brother-in-law, that's Sienna's boyfriend.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Manuel's like, I kind of get stressed with the family because they're speaking English all the time. And she's like, well, you could learn English. And he's like, well, I could have my patient wife help me with English.
I like that now that they're, what I'm going to think I'm going to like about their this season, they know, I think they both know now that that each other loves the other person and cares for them. And at least this point in their marriage, both of them want to work it out, want yeah. to have things work out. They have their, both have their own stubborn ways of doing it. So I feel like, and maybe they'll be less exhausting this season because it's not going to be like, do I want to do this? Yeah. And it'll be kind of weird watching it though, because it seems like a big plot point's going to be her and her family not knowing about its kids. But y'all, if you don't remember from the 90 Day Tell All, Sean Robinson finally resolved that.
Yes.
She finally got something done and they had a resolution. So it kind of feels like a moot point.
Well, yeah. And I think this was filmed before yeah. that.
I'm surprised they showed that.
One of the problems I want to speak to your point about, will we find them? Will it be okay because she think that they know that they love one another? I think everything depends on how much he tells her and how much he validates her. I think she's going to consistently question whether he actually loves her. I think that's her. I feel like being in a relationship with Ashley means her never being sure. I feel like she can turn on a dime, because I don't think she'll have good days and the next day she's like, it's very not to this extent, but it's the Chelsea-itis of Love is Blind. It's like you tell him enough, and then she starts thinking about one thing. She's like, does he really mean this? Does he love me? It just goes from one thing to the next. I don't think any amount. Now, the problem is this man is very secretive.
And he is very secretive. That's that is.
I chalk up a lot of that to culture, because he's basically like, it's my business. I don't have to tell any woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is when you're with a woman who is quite American, like Ashley. I don't know if you have
he should marry choice. You. You would never want anyone's children to know about you.
He and I would be a perfect couple.
You don't want their children to know about you.
Not yep. sharing anything. Oh, yep. What a dream. He goes and yep. does what he does. I do what I do. We bang it out.
He comes he walks up to you and he says, I'm mad at you. And you just drop your pants and bend over, and then it's fine.
First of all, he wouldn't have to say, I would say, I'm mad at you. Actually, we would have zero conflict. I can pretty much guarantee you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Stacy, her mother, is going to be the big pot stirrer, because she's like, well, he needs to go down there and introduce you to his children. And I'm like, please, can we not say this when he's around? Because I know he doesn't understand it, but it feels demeaning.
But it feels gross. It does feel demeaning when he's around and they're like, he's not going to understand. Ugh. And Ashley says, I even feel like he is hiding his kids from me. And Stacy says, which, you know, the mom's going, she's like, what else is he hiding? Do you want us to get a PI? And Sienna.
Oh, no.
The Sienna's, we could tell this last season, y'all. Sienna's a calm in the storm for this.
She goes, we're spiraling at the moment. Because y'all were this close from going into Family Chantel territory. We're this
and I think
close.
This close.
Sienna's the only thing keeping us.
I'm telling you now, if they get a PI, and if it is
Robin Martinelli
who is on the Family Chantel, the season we are watching, season one, and we could not be happier.
I don't think it's going to come to that. I think mom is prone to hyperbole and overreaction.
I just figured it out. I like Ashley's mom a lot. She seems like she really does care for her daughter, but I think that's where Ashley inherited her dramatics from. And I think meaning so in that mom that was how they saw one another, is they would both like yell at each other or spiral or go nuts. And so that was like, oh, Ashley learned at a young age, that's how someone sees me and validates me, is when we have, and she's, that pattern is being recreated with her and Manuel for her.
No, it makes sense. It's just, God, I would be so tired if I were Manuel.
Y'all, whether you like it or not, how you treat people in your relationship is usually direct. If your parents raise you and are involved in your life, it's usually directly related with how they raised you, whether it was what you got or what you didn't get.
Not my experience at all. Not at all. They later on,
not mine either.
They're like, when are we gonna go down there? How can we? When are you gonna meet your kids? He's like, well, right now there's a lot of stuff going on in Ecuador. Again, Manuel, master of understatement. I believe there is. I don't know if there's a civil war, but there is.
Wasn't there a coup? Or
I believe there was a coup.
The military. I don't think Ecuador's really safe. It's not a good place to be. River, I don't want to go to Ecuador. Do you, River? Don't think so. Oh, are you looking it up?
I am looking. Violence heightened risks for school children.
Oh God. It's
the state of emergency is going on right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's hardline policies from the president. So it's let's just say things are shifting quickly down there.
He's lucky that he got out.
Yeah, a lot of it said Ecuador is in gang violence. Yeah, it's a little cut dicey right now.
Yep. Yeah.
That's tough.
That's terrible. And yeah, that's trauma. Dramatic.
Right now, I'm gonna do a corner because none of this is scary because the Traitors has ended, and before the winners. This, by the way, I'm gonna say this now. By next year, maybe even by the end of this year, every streaming service will have rolled out some type of reality competition show with former reality stars like the Traitors, because the world has gone insane from it.
And true.
Do you even realize? I knew you haven't been watching the show. Do you realize what a huge hit the Traitors?
No, I do realize that. Yes.
The biggest season two, especially, it became Thursday nights became appointment television for things like Twitter. It's all anyone was talking about.
Yeah, it's a big show.
And I guarantee you, every streaming network is going to have its own version.
Well, he has House of Villains.
Yes, but I said streaming network.
Oh, streaming.
So that's what I'm going to say. Netflix is going to get one.
Yeah.
Prime will have one. I promise you, listen to me now. This is something the other networks are going, fuck you, Peacock. Suck my dick.
Maybe Netflix will do one with Love is Blind people.
That brain trust. But the thing about it is, it's not about, like, you had Pilot Peter from The Bachelor, who kind of was this smug, self-righteous, I'm a faithful to the end. I was kind of surprised. I was like, well, he's taking people down. The longer he was in the game, I despised him because I wanted him gone, because it was all like, I'm a faithful. And it was all putting like faithfuls as good and the traitors as bad. It's a game. No one's good.
No,
you're all bad.
Kevin Kreider is good. I hope he did well.
Oh, he was so dumb.
Oh. Uh-oh.
He was a faithful too, but he wasn't.
He didn't win.
No. MJ from Shaws of Sunset was there for a very long time. Again, it all came down to the final three. They did bring Kate back again, and Kate Chastain, and as a faithful. But it was, y'all, this whole season was Phaedra Park's show. It was the quotes, the Aiken Sue quotes, how she would act at breakfast. We're going to look back and say, I lived in a time where I saw Phaedra Parks on the second season of The Traitors.
Oh, wow.
It was that good. No, the things that she said, and when she said to Bachelor Pete, she's like, Peter, and the way she would say it, this is The Traitors. I don't have to kiss your ass to get a rose. It was such great quotes. And there were some decent villains on it as well. My girl Parvati, unfortunately, did not make it further. I think if Dan hadn't done such a bad strategy in the very beginning, Big Brother, Dan Giesling from Big Brother, the traitors that were chosen were Dan and Phaedra, and then they chose another traitor who was Parvati from Survivor. And I think Dan led them down the wrong road, and I think Parvati could have gotten away from it. But it's interesting how good Dan was on Big Brother did not translate. The people who do well at this show seem to be the people on The Challenge, because they're physically abdomen. They don't want to lose the challenge people, because they need to win money.
Mm.
So it's like CT did very well. Johnny Bananas was considered too much of a threat, so he got kicked out really quick. Trishelle actually played a decent game, even though she was the one who got Peppermint out first, which really was awful. But Trishelle, she at least made big moves in the game, and so that's why the final three was down to Trishelle, MJ, and CT, and you're supposed to like throw something in the fire if you think they're more traitors. And they knew MJ wasn't a traitor. They knew it. They knew she was a faithful. But they basically had a deal with each other. They weren't going to share the money with her. And so she was very pissed off on the reunion, which understandably, and people are saying, well, they were just greedy. I'm like, but when you think about it, for gameplay purposes, yeah, MJ did nothing. Should they have shared the money if they did all the work? It's like the little red hen.
That's why Poodle needs to be on Big Brother.
Should she have shared her bread with MJ if MJ did not help her make it?
It's why you'll be good on one of these shows. That's what, mark my words.
I only want to do Big Brother so I can be on The Traitors. I want to do Big Brother so I can destroy all of them. And I want to go on The Traitors so I can destroy all of them.
What if Kate Chastain was on The Traitors again? Could you destroy Kate Chastain?
In a second. It's a game.
You love her so much. I don't know.
It's a game. It's a game.
I don't know. Those hot guys, if they're shirtless, you get distracted.
We can be friends at the end. It's fine.
I don't know. If a straight man gay baits you.
That is difficult. Let me just tell you one little thing about the regime, too. If you're not watching it, you may hate it. It's Kate Winslet and Matthias Schoenaerts, who's a Dutch, who's so hot. We're supposed to imagine this is some Central European country, and Kate Winslet is the chancellor.
Is it modern day?
Yes. But you actually don't know. And there's been some unrest in the country, and there's been like, they've recently, like, they put down some kind of protest through like military might. And so everyone's a little scared, and Kate Winslet is deliciously evil and crazy as a shithouse rat. And the piece is people are saying there's no one to like in it. And The guy who wrote it's one of the people from Succession. I mean, honestly.
Oh.
But it's absolutely incredible. And it's beautifully shot. The people, Andrea Riseborough is kind of like the the housekeeper, kind of like the chief of staff who's keeping everything running. She's kind of the only thing, the only good force in it. And everyone else is just a political cog. And we're going to see how everything goes wrong. And y'all, whether you want to, you might be uncomfortable with it, but you need to look, you need to look at the show like this and say, this shit happens. And we're not that far from it. So vote in November.
Vote in November.
That's all I'll say.
Wow.
Gino and Jasmine.
Wow.
I'm saying give the regime a shot. If you love prestige television, if you love Kate Winslet, if you love costumes, if you love just kind of fantasy television or anything political.
So if you're gay.
If you're, if you normally like the stuff that I like,
if you're, I'm sorry, if you're a pretentious gay, you're going to like this show.
Yes, you will.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This was great. To see Jasmine in this swimsuit, in the USA swimsuit, like, bitch knows what she's doing. This is Gino's dream. And he's wearing his
big old boobies.
By the way, you need to go on Amazon and buy a captain hat. If you don't think you're going to buy a captain hat. And what I love, it's not a captain's hat. It's a,
it just it says
captain on a baseball hat.
I don't know if I can find that.
Oh, yes, you can.
I think you can only find that at like a bait store because they don't have a real captain's hat.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Oh, no, I found. Well, oh, I literally found the hat. It's $18.99.
Perfect. They are in their on their honeymoon in Michigan because Gino says we spent too much money on the wedding.
Yes.
So are they on a pontoon?
That I love it when she's like, Gino, I want to be on a jot. And he's like, what?
I want to jot. She's like, jot. And she's like, you mean
and
a yacht?
And she's like, and he's like, I like this boat. And she's like, it's a dump, y'all. And then they cut to the pontoon boat. I laughed hysterically because
I did too.
This is the reality TV version of Goldie Hawn and Overboard that we all wanted.
This is the version of Overboard. It's the one we deserve.
It is.
And she's like, Gino, let's make a baby right now on this boat. And he's like, it's kind of
Lay down, Gino. Lay down in the boat. The waves will help your penis get inside me and make that baby.
What about tonight when we're camping? And he's like, she's like, did you bring the blue pills? Take three.
Take three.
Good. Oh. Y'all, his dick's going to be hard hours. For hours. Oh.
But you know, she wants multiple orgasms from him.
multiple
as orgasms. Explained, she's like, Gino, give me the baby. You smell so good. Your sharky nose, your piranha teeth, your semen.
Stop. Now, the idea of people just throwing around talking about blue pills, like Jasmine just talking about it constantly, I don't know if we've had this on reality television before. Because it was such, weirdly, the idea of women's birth control, we've had it in our mind a lot. But the idea of men who may be vulnerable to having ED.
We've talked a little bit about that, but not much. You're right.
But Jasmine has brought it to the forefront.
90-day game. This is why, and y'all, what we realized as Chelsea thinks she looks like Megan Fox, Gino thinks he looks like Bruce Willis. And actually, I kind of see Gino looking more like Bruce Willis than Chelsea looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah, I could see it. I think
Gino's handsome, but I just love that. Like, so, like, this is his diehard life. Now, you lived in Michigan. Have you ever yes. been on a lake in Michigan?
I've been on Lake Michigan. I don't know where they
so
are.
So what? I don't know. I mean, I could give y'all plenty of ideas if you wanted to honeymoon in Oklahoma.
Lake Murray.
Oh, for sure. Like, well, yeah. Maybe even Lake Texoma up in Tulsa, Broken Bow. But what?
I think, are these both man-made lakes you're talking about?
They're all man-made lakes. Oklahoma's the most man-made lakes in the country for the state. Doesn't matter if they're man-made or God-made. They're there. That's what they would tell us. And now, what would you do for a honeymoon in Michigan? What ideas come? What kind of honeymoon ideas can Michiganites do?
I think there you go up to. I never did a lot of vacationing. I mean, you could go to like the lake. You could go to like Lake Michigan, and kind of like where that is, and be there. I think some people go to the UP, the Upper Peninsula. Like camping and things like that. But
so kind of what they're doing.
I don't know. Yeah, I think there's a lot of it's a very outdoorsy state. It's hot as fuck.
For only
4
months of the year. Is it outdoorsy in January?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, it's outdoorsy for like I would say April, May, June, July, August, September. For 6
well,
months.
Well, is it like, you know, when my mom...
April's still kind of cold,
It can
though.
Be cold. There can be a snow. When my mom lived in Minneapolis, they actually... A lot of people did do winter sports there a lot. Do they not in Michigan as much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Y'all. Detroit, we'll be heading there.
We will.
In April, actually. What if it snowed in Detroit?
God. I swear to God, if y'all give us one of those, the worst feeling. I remember that happened once. It was just like people were already out. It was like 45 degrees and everyone was already out like in bikinis and shit sunning themselves because that's what you do in kind of cold climates after the winter. It's 45. It hits like 45 or 50 and everyone just takes off all their clothes because that's hot. That's warm to them. And we had a snow like that weekend. We dropped like 7 inches of snow.
Oh God!
Us. And people were like crying. It's a horrible.
College
feeling.
Sounds great for you.
It was great.
They show a lot of flashbacks. You know, the visa approval and all that kind of thing. Gino says Jasmine's overprotected or is a jealous person. She says overprotected and that it's gotten worse since she came here. It's just Jasmine has so many good ones. Like when she holds up the ring and she's like, he got me a ring. It's a diamond. I tested it.
Y'all, later on, they're at the campground and she's like, I have seen places like this and someone always gets murdered. And I will say, the outdoor showers that look like porta potties gross me the fuck out.
I just got 3 vagina infections.
Y'all, we're not making this up. She said it all.
She said it all.
This is what I'm saying. Y'all sissies, don't come at me if you like to camp. You love camping. You glamp. You have a Rivian. You do that type of camping with the tent on the truck or the whatever and all.
What's a Rivian?
Rivian's that electric truck. One of the things of what it's the selling point of it, it's like all you can, if you have a Rivian, it's kind of an amazing electric vehicle for camping.
Oh, that's kind of what, I see.
So yeah, I don't care.
I'm not familiar with the electric truck system in this country.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say that I don't care what you call it. I'm not going to fucking do it. I hate camping. I don't want to do it. I don't care if it's in Yellowstone. I'll do a cabin and that's it.
I'm just always amazed that y'all never
My dad
did.
Hated it. So did my mom.
Oh, I see.
They don't want to go somewhere where you can't shower.
Oh, I grew up with a father who loved outdoor stuff.
The thing is that I think I see the beauty of it because you connect with the outdoors. However, my dad said, why do I want to go with a tent and sleep on the fucking ground like a poor person when I work my ass off every goddamn day in that 100-degree heat? I want to be in the fucking air conditioning watching the show.
I see, because of trauma.
Because of trauma, and because he was just hot. Because it was hot a lot, and he was working outside.
I get that. It's not my favorite thing, but there are some like fond memories.
I do think there actually is something camping. Beneficial about instilling the outdoors in your children and things like that.
Yeah, I still love swimming, and I still love going in the ocean. I still love hiking. I still love camping out. I like really respect the woods and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the woods. Yeah. I do. I love to. I'm like Natalie. Trees are relaxing to me.
You are a little worried anytime someone goes off the path, though. You're like, you're worried someone's going to come jump out at you.
I know. I want to hike more, but especially now that I'm single, I would hike by myself, which I'm fine with doing, but I'm scared. I'm fine doing it on my own, but then I'm scared to do it on my own because I've seen too many TikTok videos of people getting attacked by a bobcat or a bear. What would I do?
Okay. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in like Griffith Park. So you need to.
What if I saw a bobcat? I don't know how to make myself big.
You know what? They are more afraid of you.
I don't know. I get scared.
Even bears. Not the ones at the eagle.
Yeah. They're
going
to
come
up to
you.
They're not afraid of anything. Those bears, they will ravage you in the urinal trough.
God. She says, I don't like camping, but I need Gino and his fish.
Yeah.
Assuming she means sperm. Because
I'm ovulating. So they check in, and they're checking in the hotel, and the woman's like, you know what? I think we're just going to do it here. I think it's time. We're starting it off, I think it's time for a reality gaze theater.
I didn't write any of this down.
Oh, so you know what this is. We're going to start the scene of Gino and Jasmine checking into the camping lodge with the Michigan woman. This is, you know her well, Poodle. You know her well. What's her name? Let's give her a name.
Lenore.
Okay. Poodle will be playing Lenore and Gino. I'll be playing Jasmine. And then we might skip that scene and move later on towards that night by a campfire. All right. And action.
Hi there. Welcome to Sky to Eye of the Sky Campground.
Where in the sky? Whose eye?
God.
Oh, yes. This is my husband, yeah. Gino.
Jasmine. You don't have to introduce yourself to everybody.
Hello. We are here for camping. We are camping. Yes, because my husband's too cheap to take me anywhere.
Oh, so you can really experience the wonder of the outdoors here.
Oh, really? What can we do here, Lenore?
We got a, you can go and you can swim in the crystal clear lake. You can take one of our warm, there's warm showers, you know, there's actually warm showers.
I saw. Has you anyone can, got a vaginal can, infection from the showers, Lenore?
Not this week. You can feed, there's little chipmunks. If you go out to the chipmunks. Very, oh, I love
Gino, is that what you call my coochie, a chipmunk, Gino?
This is a religious place. I don't want to talk about coochies.
I'm sorry. We are on our honeymoon.
I'm so glad God
has anybody ever came here on their honeymoon?
Not many.
Really?
Mostly these are people who are here. It's a big place for tax evasion, actually.
Oh.
And people who are trying to get away from, trying to get away from subpoenas.
Oh.
So sometimes people just hide out here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. One last question. Do you...
Don't tread on me.
Well, I don't know what that means.
What I say.
You need to ask, do you have crocodiles in your lake?
Crocodiles. Cockatoos?
Crocodiles.
I think she means crocodiles. Oh, no crocodiles here. It is just strictly... bass, some carp, some walleyes, maybe some minnows, and just nip at your tongue, nip at your toes there. You might see some squirrels, definitely some warblers, some shrikes, red-breasted cherros. That's the bird I just
thank
made up.
Thank you. Thank you. That is all.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good time. We're off the grid, so don't tell anybody we're here.
Later that evening, Gino.
Jasmine, are you liking sitting here by the fire?
It is peaceful. It is beautiful and serene here. I hope it's putting you in a calm mood, baby.
It sure is. Well, you want a marshmallow?
Sure.
Here. Have a roasted. You got. Don't put it down there.
Okay. Sorry, my marshmallow got so hot. It got so hot. It caught on fire, Gino.
Oh, you got a little bit on your nipple.
Let
there.
Me blow it out. Whew. Do you want me to eat this creamy, melty marshmallow?
Okay. Boy, you're kind of eating it like corn. Oh my! You're gonna do it right there in front of me on the microphone. That's gonna really bother the people who have mouth issues, Jasmine.
It's so good. It's so good. Gino, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat that marshmallow like you eat my asshole.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm just glad. I think tonight we're only gonna think about this tonight. We don't have to worry about anything else.
No, tonight are we gonna think about babies? You're going to give me your fishy. Under the sea, Gino, I want your sperm.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Gino?
Can we go to bed later? I just want to enjoy the fire for a little bit. Let's just enjoy this moment right here.
Okay.
Because we've been married for a while. I just want to, just the two of us. We're here. We're in the present.
Did you take your blue pills?
I did. Can't you see? I'm pitching a tent right now in my pants.
Gino, my little cucucci.
So we're gonna be in the present. We're not talking about anything else.
I just not gonna talk about being pregnant and how stressed I am, and I'm definitely not going to tell you that I have a lot of trouble getting pregnant. I'm going to leave that out. Gonna leave that out. But you know, Gino, you should get a job instead. It's time for you to work.
But I just retired because I was trying to, make sure you're comfortable.
You don't love me if you don't work. Gino, we need a bigger house. My kids are coming, Gino. You're going to put your fish inside me and make a baby. Where's a baby? Where is the after the little fish, we get the big fish. Where is the big fish going to sleep?
I didn't really want to do any of this tonight. Can we not talk about the house? We'll talk about the house when you're pregnant. Okay.
I'll eat my marshmallow.
I'll eat your marshmallow.
Now we're talking.
Scene! She went from zero to cuckoo bird. That's what I love. And she knows what the cameras love. She's just so good.
She does. And it's also her. It is. I will say, you wouldn't be better than me. I actually think I would be terrible reality TV because I don't let it go as well as you do. And I don't have a little bit of that crazy, that justice warrior thing that you have. That's what's going to serve you well on Big Brother, is that thing's going to kick up and it's going to kick up your reptilian brain, and it's going to override your sense of what are people going to think of me, and you're going to be yourself.
I guarantee you, once I'm in there for like 3 weeks, if I make it that long, the way I see it is, if I'm on Big Brother, and I am applying this year, y'all, so just like, I am doing it. I'm going to apply, and a couple things can happen. I think I might rub a couple people the wrong way, a la Taylor Hale. And they get me out within 3 episodes.
You better stick to the end.
But I'm like final three.
I'm manifesting final three.
Yeah. I don't know. Final two is a crapshoot. You've got to line up so many
I
things
believe you can win it all.
Two. I believe that too. But I'm just... I've got too much strategy in my brain running of how I would do it. Yeah. I'm not a big, I know this is surprising to a lot of people. I'm not a very athletic person. But I will say I have a lot of endurance, and my will can override a lot of things.
Wait, are you talking about your life again?
That's obviously what I was talking
both,
about.
Both, actually. You have will. You said, you told me once, you said, it was out of the blue. I think it was actually on my birthday. You said, happy birthday. I'm going to live longer than you just by sheer will.
Yeah, and I really believe that.
There you go. That's the show.
That's
the show, everybody. Never mind. I was going to say, hopefully this will be a good season, but it won't be because people are terrible.
I will promise you one thing. There are going to be more and more bits and more corners, as there always are on Happily Ever After. And we usually wind up turning out pretty good shows because there sometimes some
we
of the
do
stuff
a lot of
we
theaters
have to do is,
with Happily Ever After.
We do a lot of theaters in Happily
and
Ever
I think
After.
There will be lots of theaters this year. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to, if you want to listen to the show ad-free, go to Reality Gaze, where you can find our Patreon, patreon.com/RealityGaze and or Supercast and Apple subscriptions. Again, Love is Blind Reunion is dropped. Thank you for thank y'all all for supporting that. And for you, I know a lot of people jumped on the RG Plus. So Seeking Sister Wife, Love After Lockup, and The Family Chantel. It's a great time for you to jump into our classless episodes
on the
watch along
level,
with us.
Yes.
Again, shout out on the public show to Mary Colin Sissy Detective for giving us, we recorded it, the Where Are They Now?
Copious!
Almost a 2 hour.
Y'all, that Where Are They Now was almost 2 hours.
It was almost 2 hours. So she's the queen. We appreciate her, and we appreciate all of y'all. Okay, that's it. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, and if you're north up a Canton, stop by and see us at Eye in the Sky Campground, but we're going to search you for electronic equipment and surveillance because we know how this government can be. Okay?